Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. Chazal tell us that the Jewish people had the miraculous well which provided water for them in the desert for 40 years in the Zechut of Midian. Rabbeinu Bahya explains her Zechut was that she stood by the water to watch over her brother Moshe when he was placed in a basket in the Yam Suf. The Sefer Meir Derech asked, seemingly this was not such a special deed that would warrant such a reward like this. It's only natural for a sister to want to look after her baby brother. Why was that deed repaid so heavily? The rabbi answered, this question only stems from a lack of understanding of the value of a mitzvah. In truth, this world does not contain enough to repay us even for the smallest mitzvah we do. The rewards that are given here are just dividends from the mitzvot. The main reward is given in the next world. Baruch Hashem, we have so many opportunities to acquire zichuyot. We have no idea how far-reaching each deed could go. Sometimes Hashem gives us a small glimpse to see the ripple effects of our good deeds, which gives us motivation to keep wanting to do more. Rabbi Ezriel Tauber related a story in his Sefer Pirkei Mahshava on the Yud Gimel Ikarim, which took place about 35 years ago. Two brothers from the city of Arad in Israel came from a well-respected family who were anti-religious. These brothers attended a seminar given by the Arachim organization, and they became so inspired by all of the rabbi's speeches there that they decided to go learn Torah in Yeshivat Or Sameach. Their parents and two other brothers were so distraught over these turn of events. They felt like their brothers lost their mind and they were no longer able to speak with them on good terms. One day, one of these brothers called another one of the brothers who was back home, who will call Levi. And he told him he really wanted to go back to having a good relationship with him. He said there was going to be another seminar taking place in a few days. He requested that Levi go there, not to become religious, but just to see where he was coming from, so he could understand him and his brother better. Levi asked his parents about it, and they absolutely forbade him to go. Levi convinced his parents that it would be in their best interest to have a relationship with their children. In the end, they agreed to let Levi go, but they said the whole family would go with him so they could make sure he doesn't get influenced there. Two parents and two boys went to that seminar on Thursday night, and the main speech was given by Rabbi Shalom Sar Baranek. The speech was so good, the family decided to sleep over in the hotel that the seminar was being held in to attend the lectures the next day as well. The main speech on Friday morning was given by a Rabbi Svi Inbal, which also blew them away. They stayed for Shabbat, and by the time Shabbat was over, they all wanted to become Ba'alei Teshuvah. Levi and his other brother registered at Yeshivat Or Sameach to join their brothers who were already there. Many years later, Levi, who by this time was being Mikarev Jews by the hundreds, was giving a speech in front of a large audience about how he and his family became Ba'alei Teshuvah. As Hashgacha would have it, Rabbi Tauber was present at that speech as he was one of the speakers scheduled to speak at the event. He approached Levi after his speech, asking him if the seminar that made him religious took place on Hanukkah. Yes, replied Levi, how do you know? That is when Rabbi Tauber told him he was the one responsible for that entire seminar taking place. And he explained, a few months before that, he was sitting on Hoshana Rabbah with Rabbi Uri Zohar and Rabbi Shalom Sar Baranek and others. Rabbi Sar Baranek asked him if he could raise $15,000 for him to run a seminar on Hanukkah. Rabbi Tauber asked Rabbi Sar Baranek, what's a seminar? He replied, "Hundreds of irreligious Jews come to a hotel to hear Rabbi speak, and about 100 of them become inspired to become religious." Rabbi Tauber made a quick calculation. $15,000 to bring back 100 Jews to Hashem? That's just $150 a person. What a great investment. He guaranteed Rabbi Sabaranik the money, and the seminar was held. Rabbi Tauber continued, "I knew the story up to this point. I was also told that 200 people became religious at that gathering, not 100. That's $75 a person. But now I see that you were one of those people there, and you yourself are bringing back multitudes of Baalei Teshuvah. That $15,000 is turning into the greatest return ever." Rabbi Tauber thanked Hashem for giving him the zichut to make that seminar happen. And he also thanked Hashem for showing him firsthand a glimpse into the fruits of his labor. Our deeds are so precious and can accomplish so much. It's up to us to grab every opportunity we get to perform them. Have a great day.